Thank you for taking the time to listen to our weekly service. This is a listener-supported ministry, and we ask that you pray and see what God would have you give. Now let's get to our sermon for today.
Well, this is a familiar verse to a lot of you. Even if you don't know it, you may have heard it many times. Romans chapter 8, verse 28, it says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose." I'm always at awe with just single little words. And the gist, even though I'm going to do the whole verse, the basic thing and what I want you to really comprehend this morning is, "And we know." We can know. This is what we need to spend time, this is why we need to spend time reading the Word of God. So we can know what God says about a subject, whatever that subject might be. Learning things when you do not have time to study is one reason why you come here on a Sunday, so you can know and learn something. And if you're like me, I will read something, and I'm human, and I forget something that I read that I was a blessing to me. And that's why I feel it's real important to read through the Bible in a year. Because every year when I read through, I go, "Oh man, I forgot all about that." And the thing is, if you listen to what this verse is saying here, it says, it doesn't say, "And we can know all things work together." It says, "And we know." This statement is saying you should know it. And you can't know it unless you learn it, unless you read it, unless you study it, commit it to memory. We can know all things, all that there is to know about God, what God wants us to do. And here's the... You can't use "I don't know" as an excuse. I want you to think about that this morning. Remember, we serve a holy God and a righteous God. And in Romans chapter 1, verse 20, it says this: "For the invisible things of Him from creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and His Godhead, so that they are without excuse." Now, I want you to think about that a moment. If you never saw a Bible, if you never read anything, God is telling us right here that just looking out there at the world, looking up in the heavens, that you can tell two things here, it says, the eternal power and the Godhead. It speaks of that. It's just like the old saying that you have, a guy that takes the watch apart and looks at all the things inside a watch, he goes, "Oh, it just happened. It just blew up, and there it was one day." And you would go, "You're an idiot." And that's what God is saying here. His creation shows that there is something out there. Even if you don't know Jesus Christ personally died on the cross, it still teaches of the Godhead. And He says, because of that, that we are without excuse. Now, let's take this a little further. All the people on earth are without excuse because of what they can see. What about us today that have the Bible? We have lexicons. We have study books. We got to the local store. You talk about being without excuse. We are more dependent. We will give more of account to God because we had the availability to do it even if you did not. And when you go before the Lord as a Christian... Now, you're not going there to lose your salvation or nothing, but we do have a judgment seat. And when we go there, and He starts saying, "What about this, what about that?" You're going to sit there and go, "Well, I didn't read that part, or I didn't study that part." And you know what He says? You're without excuse. You had the Bible. You had the study books. You had all those things. You could have went to church every Sunday. You are responsible for learning. And that's where this verse comes from. It says, "And ye know." It doesn't say that you're learning. It says you know. We're supposed to know these things. Can you prove that you're saved biblically? Can you open up the Word of God and prove you're saved? You know you're supposed to. I'll give you a verse on that in just a moment. There's no place on earth that someone cannot get access to the Word of God. You know, it's so prevalent today that this is what amazes me. I don't know if you ever seen this on the news or something, but I have seen where like a monk you know, like the Shaolin monks, you see the dressed, I mean, the ones today, and they're out there, and they're in either in Cambodia or different places and all, and they're walking down the road, and they pull out their cell phone and start talking. I've seen it on the news. Everywhere you go, people got cell phones and all. And you know what's really cool? You can download the Bible for free onto your cell phone. You can Matthew Henry commentaries for free. Concordances are for free. You can go to .net or .org. I forget, they may have changed it. You can get so many books available that are out of copyright. It's perfectly legal. You can download it. Even the NIV today, I think you can get for free too. And what few Bibles you have to pay for, like the Amplify, I think I paid $15 for it, you know, to have it in my phone. It was very cheap. And what I'm trying to say is we are responsible for more because we have more available to us. We are totally without excuse. That's why, for me, it's so important to read through the Bible every year, because I will forget certain things. And I have to keep reminding myself by reading through there and remind myself, oh yeah, that's there. I forgot about that. Look in 1 John 5:13. This is one of my favorite verses when I witness to people. When we know, we remove all doubt of what we believe in. When you know something, there's no doubt in your mind. And when you can pick up the Bible and say in 1 John 5:13, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. It's in writing. It's in the Word of God. And I tell people, and what are these things? These things is the Word of God. So I can pick up the Word of God, and I can say, if a guy says, how do you know you're saved? I can give him this verse. Oh, there's lots of other verses. Romans chapter 9, verse 10 and 11. You know, there's lots of good verses out there throughout the Word of God. And I can prove that I know that I am saved. That ye may know, and that you will remove all doubt, and you know that you're going to heaven. I can't tell you how many people I've witnessed to in the past that say, I say, are you saved? And you know what they say? I think I am. I believe I am. That's not salvation. And they're not saved. If you say that, you're not saved. You don't know. Not biblical salvation. You hope you're saved by whatever you think is there. But you got to go to the Word of God and find out. It's not hard to get saved. It's just a matter of doing it the way God has written down. Everything in the Bible that we have, that we can know, we have the book and we have the reference. So what else may we know? And it says here that all things, all the good things that happen to us work together for God. That's the easy part. The hard part. All the bad things that happen to us work together for God. And that's the part that we got to learn and know. All the bad things that happen to us, whatever, work together for God. Now, yes, bad things can be used of God. And I want you to remember something here. Think about Job. God is not the author of bad things. And it tells us that in the Word of God. But in Job, who was the author of the bad thing? It was Satan. Satan said, you're protecting God, let me do these things. God says, okay, go ahead. You can do up to this, but don't touch his body. So he did away with his finances, with his riches, with his kids, and did all that, burnt their houses down. His house, I don't think, burnt down, if I remember right. But then he comes back to God, and he says, you're still protecting him. So God says, okay, wait a minute. You can do whatever you want to his body, but you can't kill him. Now, what is this telling you right there? What I just told you. God is in control every moment. Satan can't do nothing without God's permission. And if you know that, you can deal better with your problem that you're going to go through. Because it's easy for us to go through the good things in life. It's the hard things that when we're having problems, like our air conditioning, or our car broke down, or our job, or our finances, or whatever. And if they keep predicting this huge recession we're going to go through, right now the 401ks are really down right now. But they're going to come back up. To me, I love what England did. I hope they stick with it. I hope other countries get out of that too. That's just for me. But Satan was the one that initiates the bad things, but God will use everything bad coming into our life to help us, which means that the good can come from bad things that happen to us if we're looking to God. Now, here's what a commentator said. Now, Paul's the one that was saying our verse for today, and this is what he says. He said, This was a remarkable statement for the Apostle Paul to make, especially when we consider how much he had suffered because of his love to God and his truth. He had been in prison. He had been stoned. He had been beaten with stripes. And yet, after all this, he is able to say that all things work together for good to them that love God. You know, it even tells us in Scripture that while he was in prison, he was singing praises to God. And their prison isn't like our prisons today. He was in mud, junk, rats, everything else, chained up, dark. Sometimes they dropped him into prisons. You know, they dropped him into holes and all. It was nothing. I mean, just being in the prison was terrible. And yet he's in there singing songs, praising God. There's no limit to what God can, how he can use to help us and guide us through life. Romans chapter 8, verse 39 says this, "Nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." No bad thing, no nothing can keep us away. If anything, we should be strengthened when bad things come into our life, because we depend more on the Lord to help us through it. We can rest on the fact that all things work together for good to the Lord. All things. God uses everything that happens to us. Yes, again, God uses everything to help us grow. We are not just to love God, but remember something very important. We are being loved by God. God wants to help us. God wants to do things for us. God wants to help us every way. And I'm going to give you a good example that God kind of taught me something. How many of you here have used Google Maps? I'm curious. A couple of you? The first time I realized, I've used Google Maps off and on, not for a whole journey or nothing, but the last time where I learned something is when we went to Lancaster, Pennsylvania. I knew 81 all the way up, but after 81, I turned on the GPS to follow the rest of the way to get where we were going. And while we were there, I kept it on because we were in new territory. And one time I'm coming up the road, and I noticed the road's normally green on the Google map. But I noticed this time where I was heading, it was like a dirty orange. And I'm going, I wonder why it's that color. And then I'm coming up, and I realize there's a traffic light there, and then I said, oh, the cars are stopped. I went, it's actually telling me that the cars are kind of, in other words, there's just a little congestion. I went, isn't that cool? See, I've never taken the time to read the instructions. You know, I just use it. Well, then coming home, we're on 77, heading towards Charlotte. And all of a sudden, we came to a screeching halt. What's going on? I don't know. I turned on the Google map. Now I see real dark red. And I went, so that must mean that any time the traffic comes to a bumper-to-bumper stop, I guess the road turns red. And then I saw this tiny little icon. And I went, I wonder what that is. And I decided to give it a try. I tapped it. And it opened up and said, accident there, one car and all. And it showed me what mile marker it was on. Then I realized I could hit something, which I didn't decide to do, but what I did was I figured out where we were, because it shows you where you are, how far up the accident was. Well, it was less than a mile, so I decided to wait it out. But it gave me alternatives to get around the accident. I went, this is really interesting. Now, I'm giving you all that to say this. This is how God works in our lives. If we let Him. We come up with problems. God wants to show us how to get away from that problem. To get around it. To get on with His will in our lives. And I thought to myself, this is really cool. God does the same thing Google Map is doing when I'm traveling. And God wants the best for us. We may go through problems, but we can go through the problems knowing we can trust God and He's going to help us get through the right route. And to me, that's worth it all. He will use everything and anything to help guide us back to His will. God will use trouble in our lives to help us come back. He will open doors for us to go through to help us get back. And now remember, God uses all things to work together for good to those that are saved. And think what God did with Job again. After Job went through all that, the only negative thing that Job ever said that I can recall is that he said, I wish I would never been born. But he never, ever said anything against God. And at the very end, what did he end up with? Double of everything he had before it all started. Even his children. Now, he had to have children all over again, you know, they were born. But now he had way more than he had the first time. Same thing with riches and everything else. God took care of him every step of the way, even when he was going through those troubled times. And he never said, his wife said, curse God and get it over with. Nope, I won't. He says, God gave, God took away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And that's what we need to do. We need to remember that anything we go through, we can trust God to go through it. And He's going to guide us. He's going to give us the shortcut to get around our problem, how to avoid the problem, how to go through the problem if we have to go through it. He only lets Satan do certain things to Job. And he's only going to... And what's the scripture tell us? There's no temptation taken us that such as common to man that God will not let be tempted above what ye are able. God knows where our limit is. And He knows He's not going to let Satan go beyond that limit. He's always watching out for us. Always guiding us. God protects us every step of the way. And then He blesses. Philippians 4:11. Paul says, not that I speak in respect of one, for I have learned that in whatever state I am, there be to be content. That's what makes a man that's in prison, locked up, sing and praise God when he's in the worst part in his life. Why? Because I know God's in control. I know God's going to bring me through. I don't know how. I don't even know when. And I like the one time when while they're doing that, all of a sudden the doors all open up, the chains drop, and the jailer comes running in thinking they're all gone, but they're all there. They didn't escape or do nothing. The jailer came to know Christ. Why? Because of what happened there in that prison that day. Whether in prison or being stoned or whatever, all things. Which leads to our next point. This all happens to those that are saved. It doesn't happen to the unsaved. This is the key to everything. Is without salvation, none of the above will happen. This is not, I think I am saved, or I might be saved, but to those that are saved and know Christ. And we're talking about biblical salvation. We can know that all that God wants from us is in His Word. We can know. Not, we should know. And I hate to say this, but there's a lot of Christians out there that don't know, cannot prove that they're saved. Cannot open up the Word of God. And we should know and we should learn. We know that all things, no matter how good or bad, God will use them to help guide us throughout life. And we know we must be saved the way the Bible teaches and not what we think. Remember, we are without excuse, for we can know. Let's pray.
We pray that we have been a blessing to you. For further assistance, call us at 864-270-1472 anytime. Send email to info@stlmm.org or visit our website at www.stlmm.org. Like any ministry, it costs money to operate. Please consider supporting this ministry as God leads you with your prayers and your financial gifts by going to www.stlmm.org and clicking on donations.